This season of Business Inspires is brought to you by the Village of Marble Cliff. Small village, big thinking. Burgess & Nipel, a nationally recognized engineering and architecture firm. The flourishing city of Grandview Heights. Optimize Chiropractic, where every visit you leave moving, feeling, and healing better. And City of Upper Arlington, where superior services and citizens come first. Find out more about this season's sponsors in the show notes in each Business Inspires episode.
Good morning, Tri-Village Chamber Partnership. This is Dave Polakowski, the President and CEO of the Tri-Village Chamber. And this morning, I am here with Danielle and Anthony Santilli. Did I say that correctly?
You did, yes.
Yes, from Good Fangs job. And Fur. So I think they are married and have known each other for a little bit, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yes, confirming, yes.
Yes, cool. Okay. Yeah, they did both look at each other like... We had a pause. So, yeah, what do we say? Exactly. What do we say? So, tell me about you guys. Tell me about how we got to Fangs and Fur. And just, I mean, because we've done several things together, and it's really an exciting concept to me, but...
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start. So my name is Danielle. Beside me is my husband, Anthony. So him and I met in Seattle. We lived on the West Coast for 8 or 10 years. I don't know, a long time. And when we had gotten together, he kept on, I had a little dog and he had a dog, and he kept on saying, oh, you know, you should really switch her to a raw diet. And I said, what does that even mean? So we made the transition, did wonders for my dog, and he'll get into kind of the benefits and all of that. But when we were in California, he kind of spoke and said, my dream would be to make this a store, make this a concept out here. And that did exist in California. Life happened. We had our second child. And with that, we decided, he's from Columbus, Ohio. His family did a great job in encouraging us to come back here to be near family to help us with our kids. And he said, if we're going to do this, like, I'm going to open this store. So I'm like, okay, let's do it. So fast forward, we've been here for 2 years. We just opened Fangs and Fur last year, February 2020. We are a family owned business, and I will pass it over to my wonderful husband to kind of explain the concept, but I will just say that we are not your typical pet food store.
No, we're not. So this idea started, gosh, about 10 years ago with my dog, Mozzie. And when I got him as a puppy, I got him in Bellingham, Washington, so kind of close to the Canadian border in Washington. And he just had all kinds of issues, just could not digest his food whatsoever. We tried all different kind of diets, from avocado-based, not vegan, but like avocado-based, like kibble, to... the prescription diet, which is like $100 for, you know, a bag of food, which is ridiculous for what's inside of it, as I soon learned from. But he just couldn't die. He wouldn't even touch that food. And so it was just a learning process. And I remember I walked into a really cool pet store out in Seattle, and the lady that was working there was like, well, if you had a pet snake, what would you feed it? And I was like, I guess like a mouse or something like that. She's like, yes, why wouldn't you, you know, feed a more appropriate diet to your dog? And that's when it kind of clicked to me. Oh, yeah, like our dogs are carnivores. And we've kind of been, you know, brainwashed over the years, actually post-World War II, that, you know, our dogs are supposed to be eating this kibble or this extremely processed food. But when you look at the numbers, you look at the statistics of what's happened since the development of kibble post-World War II, diabetes has skyrocketed, obesity has skyrocketed, the cancer rate, we've gone from 1% to over 60% in 60 years. Dogs are actually now the most cancerous species on the planet. And, you know, it's our belief that that's a large part of that is due to the diet. Just like if we were eating McDonald's 3 times a day, every single day for our whole entire lives, we'd be in bad shape. So this idea kind of, I've been wanting to do it for a long time. I wanted to be different than most pet stores. We don't have, you know, you don't walk in and it's just, you know, stacks of dry processed pet food. It's a row of 4 double door freezers with, you know, fresh food in there. And then some locally dehydrated food, that we source here in Ohio. But, it's just a whole different concept. It's a really welcoming vibe when you walk in the door. And our big thing is education. So just making sure there's a lot of misinformation out there. We work with a couple of veterinarians here in Columbus as well, who are huge proponents of raw food. And it's really cool to be a part of this kind of movement right now, because it's a huge portion of the pet food market right now is raw food. It's growing really fast because people are starting to see the anecdotal evidence is really clear. I mean, when you start feeding your dog a species appropriate diet, or your cat, so dogs are facultative carnivores, cats obligate carnivores. When you start feeding them the appropriate diet, all of a sudden you start seeing all the benefits from teeth to tail. And so it's fun to be a part of it, and we love educating people. You walk in, you kind of know our thing is education, and getting, you know, just getting the right information into your hands so that you can make an educated, decision on how to feed your dog or cat. So
with the products that you're providing, are they outside vendors? Do you guys work with someone to create, come up with the different products that you have?
A little bit of both. So we are a retailer, so we partner with all of the big raw brands that we believe in. But then we've also partnered with a girl out of Medina who does our dehydrated treats and some frozen duck necks. You know, again, local community is huge because we are local. So supporting anyone that we can with that. We even have a girl who is 12 years old, a student at Grandview or in Grandview. And she has started to make dog treats as well. So we brought her in. She reached out to us. But yeah, so a little combination of both.
Yeah. And the companies we have in the store, we've researched quite a bit. And they all have really good reputations. They're all extremely safe. And they've all been around for a while.
And you can read the ingredients on the box and know exactly what it is.
Yeah, and you know, the diets we sell, the raw food diets, they're trying to meet, you know, our dogs and cats have been eating their ancestral diet for about 99.99% of their evolution. They've only been eating kibble for, I think it's like, what, 0.0001%, you know? So this is food that they've been eating for millennia and thriving off of for a very long time. So it's really cool. I can see every day people come in and just absolute amazement that their dog or cat is like a whole different animal after a couple of weeks of eating the raw food. But so we get, you know, so, and a lot of this stuff, like we partner with Lauren Becks, who does Girls Gone Raw pet food and or pet health, and she gets all these, their body parts and their animal parts from all over, mostly northeastern Ohio. But what's really cool about what she does is she's actually, you know, these animals are being raised for human consumption, and there's parts that humans don't want. For example, duck necks or duck feet or chicken necks, chicken feet, things like that that are really beneficial for dogs and cats. I mean, they're like nature's toothbrushes, a really awesome balance of calcium and phosphorus, collagen, chondroitin, and glucosamine, all those things in there. So we're able to utilize those kind of leftovers so they don't go to waste. So
and you talked about transitioning your pet. How do you transition your pet from this, you know, the typical, I guess we can say, food to what you guys are providing?
Yeah, I always tell people, like, you don't have to go. I mean, obviously my recommendation is full raw, you know. But I always tell people, even if you did a quarter raw food, there's so many studies and so much research coming out now. There's one out of Helsinki, University of Helsinki in Finland, Dr. Bjorkman, Anna Bjorkman, and her team of veterinarians have been doing a long-term study on raw fed pets compared to kibble fed pets. And they did a little breakdown. They actually fed, so there's kind of four categories of raw dogs that were fed raw food that stayed on raw food, dogs that were fed kibble that went to raw food, dogs that went from raw food to kibble, and then kibble and stayed on kibble. And it was cool because what they found was that the dogs that were eating raw food full time had a 10 times decreased amount of homocysteine in their bodies, which is a disease marker. So they had 10 times less of that in their body than the dogs that were feeding kibble. And then the dogs that went from kibble to raw had a 5 times decrease when they went to raw food. So essentially what they found out was that 25%, if you did about a quarter of their diet raw fresh food, it's going to have a huge impact on not only their decreasing their chance of illness and disease, but also increasing longevity. So I always tell people, like, even if you just start with a little bit goes a long way. If you're eating McDonald's every day and you decided, you know what, I'm going to take out one meal and switch it up with like a whole food salad, obviously it's going to have a huge impact, you know? So, transition, you know, we treat every dog differently. There's no cookie cutter approach to it. I think that, you know, the owner usually knows their dog the best. I usually kind of go with, you know, if it's a healthy animal and pretty young, mid-aged to young, I'm like, well, let's just do cold turkey. It might have some loose stools, but that's, you know, that's pretty normal. If it's an older dog or a sensitive dog, we'll just do one quarter raw food for a few days. Once everything's good, stools are good, we do half and half. Do that for a few days, everything good, 3/4, 1/4, and then 4 raw. So, but yeah, we just move at the owner's pace, not the dog's pace, cat's pace. Cats can take a little longer. They're imprint eaters, so they want whatever they had as kittens. It's hard to get them off of it, unfortunately, because cats are, they need moisture in their diet. There's one thing I can really drill home today, it's get moisture into your dog or cat's bowl. So, but
yeah. Well, and that's the thing, because I think, Danielle, we talked about this. You were in the hospitality industry, both of you guys.
Right.
Yep.
And you got here today because of your research and your pet. So,
yeah, I've done a lot of online courses and certifications. I'm actually doing a certification right now for my canine nutrition certification through the Canadian Animal Institute, Science Institute in Canada. It fascinates me. It's like I just learned. It's like the more, it's one of those things, the more you learn about it, the more you learn that you need to learn more. And it's been really helpful. There's a lot of like-minded people out there too. And I was kind of worried about coming to Columbus, and I can say this because I'm from here. We're kind of behind the times a little bit sometimes. it takes a while. You know, a lot of people on the West Coast are already feeding, most of them are feeding raw food, or at least a portion of raw food. But sometimes it takes we're kind of lagging here a little bit. And I was worried about partnering with veterinarians here for that same reason. And still, you know, we've gotten some flack from that. But for the most part, it's been really positive working with some awesome veterinarians who have done their research. And that's the important thing is you know, at the end of the day, vets are awesome people, and they do some great work, and they have a ton of knowledge when it comes to, you know, treating ailments and illnesses. But nutrition is something completely different. And there's not a whole lot of training there on their part. So partnering with veterinarians who have taken the time to do their due diligence and do their research and you know, not just take in the propaganda fed to them from, you know, all these big box kibble companies. So it's been fun. Yeah. So
what's your biggest selling, most sought after item?
It's probably the goat milk. We sell raw goat milk, which is a good, it's kind of like the gateway drug, if you will, to raw food. It's super, it's really palatable. Dogs like it. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, you have to imagine this dog's getting the same kibble every day, this dried processed food that's cooked, you know, 3 times over at 350 degrees. And it's, there's no enzymes, there's no probiotics. It's just a bag of corn essentially. And, now you're introducing this, you know, this high moisture food in there. But what's really cool about goat milk is it's really, really bioavailable to them because it's raw. It's not pasteurized, so it still has lactase in there to break down the lactose. So like a lot of people who have a lactose intolerance will drink raw milk and without any issues. The protein and fat molecules are really small, making it really bioavailable. But what you're doing is you're adding moisture, you're adding enzymes, and you're adding probiotics. So probiotics, obviously, really good for their gut. Gut health is the base of health, really. And so you're adding that into the diet, in the enzymes. There's no enzymes in their processed food and kibble because it's cooked out of there. And so what happens is their pancreas is now forced to produce those enzymes. But we start seeing health issues around 6 to 8 years of age in dogs because all of a sudden their pancreas says, I can't do this anymore. You know, I give up. Like, you know, I've been doing this for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. You know, we as humans, we get enough fresh food where we get enzymes naturally in our diet, but they're just eating straight processed food. So when you add the goat milk into it, you're adding the enzymes, and it will help them, you know, break down the food and assimilate the nutrients better. So that's probably our biggest selling. Because even people feeding dry food can, that is something as small as that can be extremely beneficial. So,
so what about the wet food that's out there? Like the pâtés and the shredded, because that's what my cat and dog eat. And I know I've tried, and I got to keep trying more with you guys to get them to the healthier side. But
it depends on the wet food, honestly. But I do like that there's at least moisture in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's important, especially for cats. I mean, like I said, cats are being obligate carnivores. You know, what's really cool about cats is they've all evolved from desert-dwelling cats. And so desert-dwelling cats evolve to get their moisture from their food. A prey animal is about 75% moisture. So there's not a whole lot of water source out in the desert. So they've evolved naturally to get their moisture from their food. So when we developed kibble, we started seeing all kinds of issues. And we still do. I mean, struvite stones and crystals and urinary tract infections and kidney disease and all these things happen because there's no moisture in their food. Canned food is definitely a step above kibble in my opinion. But they still put a lot of carbohydrates into the wet food. And sourcing, again, sometimes the sourcing is sketch as well. But what we really want to get away from is carbohydrates. So there's no dietary requirement. There's no absolute dietary requirement for carbohydrates for dogs or cats. So they're extremely, extremely inflammatory, just like they are for us, even more so for them, and really bad for their gut health. And that's the thing is, you know, kibble is about 50 to 60% carbs. So you're feeding 50% sugar every single day. Mm-hmm. You're just feeding inflammation. You're feeding yeast. You're feeding cancer. Cancer feeds on sugar. And so it's an extremely inflammatory diet. So yes, I do like the canned food better than the kibble.
With all that being said, though, I do, you know, we want to make it clear that Fangs and Fur is an inclusive place. It's a safe space. There's no shaming. There's no judging. If that is what is within your budget or whatnot of feeding the kibble, I think our main thing is because we are so passionate about this, it's just the education. But trying goat's milk, or we have treats, or we have, you know, CBD, we have leashes, collars. So again, I think that it's just important to know that you don't have to go all in on this, but, you know, let us help you guide you in, you know, some other alternatives that maybe you just didn't even know about. Because like I said, I had my Foxy for 6 years and I had no idea that this even existed. My veterinarian never explained anything like this. It was the food, the dry food that was outside that, you know, she was trying to sell to me. So knowledge is power. And I think that that's important to know that, you know, you may not even know that this exists. So that's what we're here for.
So, final words. I mean, one.
You give a damn.
You know, and it's funny, you talk about the carbs. I think that's our problem as humans, too. Trying to cut
back
on
the carbs.
They're
hard to get away from it. They're everywhere. They're extremely accessible. It's easy. They're delicious. You know, it's tough. And a lot of dogs and cats are now addicted to, well, the sugar. You know, sometimes it's really easy to transition a dog or, well, usually a dog to raw food. But sometimes it's difficult because they're so used to, they're carb junkies, all right? So, like, they want all those carbs and they spray that kibble with a bunch of palatants like MSG to make it extremely, even more palatable. It's kind of what we're up against, but.
Yeah, and that's like my dog and cat. They don't like, they have kibble for a snack on occasion.
Yeah.
But they want their pate and the wet food.
Yeah.
They turn their nose up at everything else. So hopefully we can get this going.
Yeah. I think final words for me would just be, now that you have heard this and maybe it piqued some curiosity, come and check us out or call Anthony. He's amazing, and like, his brain literally impresses me on a daily basis.
With pet food, that's about it. It stops there.
So talking about kids and everyday life.
We have two, I know that much, but
yeah. So
he's super passionate. Of course we are, you know, we want to make this community healthy and bring knowledge. So it's worth a conversation, and it's worth knowing what is out there and what's available to make your pet thrive, not just survive.
Yeah, that was part of our business model, was really to educate pet owners on how to properly feed their dog or cat. But also it goes beyond that. And I had a conversation with a girl that came in the shop the other day. She's like, you know, after seeing what's happened to both my dogs after transitioning them to a fresh food or raw food diet, like, she's like, my boyfriend and I started looking at what we're eating, and like, we've also started, you know, taking care of our bodies better and working out more and making sure we're eating right and exercising and moving. So it's kind of, our model was kind of to build a stronger community that in that way. And it's cool because it's happening. So,
all right. Address, where are you guys located?
1724 Northwest Boulevard. So we are at the corner of Chambers and Northwest.
It's called the Wedge, apparently.
Oh.
It's the shape of a wedge. It's right across from the Krispy Kreme and Kroger, Kroger down in Grandview. So.
You can find us on Instagram at Fangs and Fur Pets. Find us online, www.fangsfur.com.
Yep. Facebook.
Don't know our number, but...
What's your email?
info@fangsfur.com.
There it is.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
again, we're Anthony and Danielle Santilli.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you.
This has been great.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Fun.
And we'll have to follow up some. Maybe we'll get someone to follow through that we can track them somehow. So
awesome. We're here for anything you need.
All right. Thanks so much for being here. Talk to y'all soon.